Hello. Christmas is a fantastic time as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. For me, it's one of my favourite times of the year, for many reasons, with some fantastic memories of Christmas time when I was a child. Dark winter evenings, sometimes snowy with family and friends, Christmas lights, lots of carol singing, Christingle, an amazing decorated Christmas tree, a lit up crib, a roaring coal fire, presents, lots of satsumas and chocolate. I have some amazing memories that still make me smile with fondness as we try to replicate those memories every year at Christmas time. But Christmas is also a season defined by longing. It's the time when we as Christians lean forward with expectation, remembering that God meets not only in our celebrations, but also in our waiting. If we're honest, much of our world still waits. We wait for peace in a violent world. We wait for healing in our bodies and relationships. We wait for a sense of stability when life feels uncertain. Christmas and the season of Advent tells us that longing is not a sign of failure, it's a sign of faith. In Jeremiah 33, verses 14 to 16, God declares, "The days are coming when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made. I will cause a righteous branch to spring forth." These words were spoken to a people who had lost almost everything. Their city was in ruins and their hope felt fragile. And yet God offered an image, not of immediate victory, but of a branch, a small shoot breaking through the brokenness. This reminds us that God's restoration often begins quietly, not with fanfare, not with instant change, but with a small sign of life where life seems impossible. Advent and Christmas encourages us to notice those quiet beginnings, the gentle reconciliation between friends, the strengthening of someone's courage, the small acts of justice and kindness that push back against the darkness. These are the first green shoots of God's kingdom breaking into our world. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is the fulfillment of Jeremiah's promise, the righteous branch who came not only in royal grandeur, but in humility, born into a world as troubled as ours. And through him, God continues the slow, steady work of making all things new. So in this season of Advent, in the lead up to Christmas, our longing is not empty. It's filled with hope. We wait not with despair, but with expectation, because the God who once brought life from a stump, light from a stable, and resurrection from a tomb is still working today. May we notice his quiet restoration. May we nurture it with faith, and may we step into this season longing not just for joy, but believing that joy through Jesus is already beginning to grow. Okay, let's pray. Dear gracious and loving Father, in this Advent season, we bring you our longing, our hope for healing, for justice, for joy. As you promised through Jeremiah, let your righteous branch arise in our lives and in our world. Help us to seek your quiet work of restoration, even in places that feel broken or forgotten. Strengthen our waiting with faith, fill our hearts with hope, and prepare us to welcome the joy you are growing among us. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, your Son, who came into the world to bring hope in the darkness. Amen. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a fantastic Christmas. Happy Christmas.